I believe she will be at Arrowhead tonight. Taylor Swift has officially surpassed Rihanna as the richest female musician in the world. Taylor Swift, 34 years old, is now worth $1.6 billion. Rihanna, 36, is worth 1.4.
Just start adding zeros. She's worth more.
Wow. Swift also has an estimated $125 million in real estate holdings. She has homes in Rhode Island, New York City, Nashville, Los Angeles, hopefully someday soon Kansas City.
Kansas City. Oh, she's got a home here.
She's got two.
Her Eras Tour has grossed more than $2 billion.
She has single-handedly moved nation's gross domestic product.
Recently named the Time Magazine Person of the Year.
I listened to Guilty as Sin on a loop from the Fortnite album 36 times over the weekend. She's brilliant. Okay. She's absolutely brilliant.
By the way, even with $1.6 billion, she ranks 2,117th on the Forbes list of billionaires.
Who are those other ding-a-lings? What did they do?
2,117th on the list of world billionaires.
No, the better question is, what did we do wrong?
Bingo.
Yeah. Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
The movie Rust will premiere at a film festival next month. God,
why?
3 years after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed in a shooting incident on the set of the Western, the world premiere screening will take place at the Energo Camera Image.
Yeah, common spelling.
It's the only one they could get to accept it.
Festival
I'm telling you.
Poland.
Why?
In Poland.
Yeah. Why?
On November 23rd.
Because a lot of people had a lot of money invested, and they wanted to see the end of their investment.
No one is going to see that movie.
You're not
going to
go?
No! You understand there is going to be some moment, I presume, in that film, where they are in an old, dusty church, mm-hmm. and Alex Baldwin, his character, pulls out a gun and fires, and all anyone is going to be thinking is that was the moment.
You don't think they would rewrite that
when
scene?
When they were practicing that scene that a woman was shot and killed. I don't give two blanks about that movie.
Now, we didn't end up talking about the lawsuit or the trial aftermath after Alec Baldwin's was dismissed because of evidence that was withheld from the trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the and prosecutorial then, misconduct.
Yeah, Gutierrez, who was the armorer, filed suit saying, well, I get a retrial or you at least need to let me out of jail. And they said, well, the prosecutorial misconduct applied to Baldwin, but not you.
Yeah, Scott, I think this was why you were gone and we didn't bring this up. Hmm. Alec Baldwin, basically, it's over. I don't think they said, look, prosecutors withheld evidence, knowingly withheld evidence. They found out the defense filed this motion. The judge says there's no denying it. Trial's over. Bye-bye. Nothing is going to come of that. Gutierrez, her trial went first.
She's the armorer.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, if they withheld the ballistic evidence from the Baldwin defense team, they withheld the same evidence from her.
And so her lawyers filed a motion saying, hey, what the heck's going on
here? What about us over here? Hello?
Oh, well,
she's still in prison?
You're staying in jail.
And they ruled no. This was really just on the Baldwin trial.
It doesn't apply to you.
Is this and nothing against it, but is this a small town kind of prosecutor's office?
I think it's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, isn't it, Sam?
That's a good question.
So that would not be small town.
I do not believe this is a small town.
Huh.
I do not believe that to be true.
Okay. Verizon has confirmed that it experienced its second outage in 1 week earlier today, leaving some of its wireless customers unable to complete calls made by or to landlines. Beg your pardon. Quoting here from a statement from Verizon, some Verizon wireless customers experienced a short service disruption when calling landlines this morning, as if there still are some. The outage lasted for a few minutes and is now resolved.
Twice in
How did they even know there was an outage? Because no one called in on a cell phone going, why don't my landline work? Marge, we're getting to it.
Well, no, that would be Verizon customers trying to reach a landline.
Reach a landline.
For example, last week we were trying to speak to a well-known economist and couldn't get a hold of him because of the Verizon outage because this is a landline here in the studio and I was trying to ring his Verizon phone.
Great point on the text line. Brandon Lee was shot and killed on the set of The Crow, and it was a box office hit.
It was a little bit different, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yes. That was a fragment from...
A blank.
Shrapnel, yeah.
It was shrapnel. Still devastating. Still a death.
Still avoidable, potentially.
But not, oh, we got a bunch of bullets in a box here. Here's a gun. Fire it. I mean, this was just...
I like that accent. Let's go out shooting.
Well,
that's pretty much what they
did. Basically what happened.
Somebody says the scene in Rust has been taken out of the movie. That they rewrote that part of the movie.
I don't know why. I still have zero interest in seeing that. When we get back in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm so excited for you to hear this story, Scott, but I'm more excited to talk to her. We have a young woman, local case.
Okay.
And something very important to her was lost. It is still not found. She is offering a $1,000 reward. Hmm. It's something very simple. It's not worth $5 to you and I. It's worth everything to her after the loss of her father, and we'll speak to her straight ahead on Dana and Barks.